is ganging up against you. I stand in my place as a prophet in this house and I scatter them today in the name of Jesus. Everywhere hand join hands against you. Everywhere hand join against your family. Every hand join hands against this ministry. We scatter it today in the name of Jesus. Anyone that raises ugly voice against you. Anyone that raises ugly voice against your family, they meet their untimely death today in the name of Jesus. Anyone saying, I will see how far you will go, they die for you today in the name of Jesus. Father, wherever the evil smell is coming around your children, whatever is causing the foul smell around them, whatever is making people to hate them where they're supposed to be celebrated, Lord, I cancel it today in the name of Jesus. Everything the voice in your mind making you to do what you're supposed not to do. Everything, little voice that is confusing you from doing the right thing, I cancel those voices today in the name of Jesus. I ask the Holy Spirit to circumcise your ears. You will only hear the voice of God. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Hallelujah. Let's celebrate our choir this morning. Celebrate yourself as well. Hallelujah. I am going to be very brief and we're going to close this service on time. Thank God for a day like this. Celebrate yourself. Let's put our hands together for our children as they are going to their school. Hallelujah. All right, bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you. Uncle at the back. Thank you. Thank you. Who is refusing to go? I want Tiola. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for a day like this. Today is my spiritual father's birthday. Hallelujah. So please, you can send him a text or whatever. The Lord bless you all. Also, today is the birthday of Apostle Ame. My very good friend, today is his birthday as well. And also today is the 45th wedding anniversary of my only brother. My brother, the only senior brother I have, bosses that. They've been married for 45 years. Today is their wedding anniversary. Hallelujah. What a day, you know, it's better to celebrate those that needs to be celebrated. I hear the sound of joy in somebody's house. Something good is happening. Something good is cooking. You know, on Monday morning, one brother called me, dropped the call, and I called back. He said, Daddy, thank God, God has done it. Yeah. Hallelujah. I said, God has done it. I know he was scared all through the process, and he would not bring the matter up. But God did it. In spite of the enemy saying it will not happen. Instead of the cook-up, the gang-up, the eat-up, God smashed the enemy. Amen. The enemy will always be defeated in your life. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I want us to take note of celebrate Jesus. It's on the 3rd of May. Celebrate Jesus is on the 3rd of May. Please take note of that. I said to me, O Lord, this month is on the 22nd, which is Friday, Saturday after the next. Choir, you are doing excellently well. The Lord will continue to encourage you. Please, choir, can you start planning? Can you start singing? Can you start preparing? You are the one that will sing that day. Hallelujah. Amen. We have gone beyond, the church has grown beyond bringing an artist. We may bring an artist to support you. But we can't bring an artist to replace the choir in a celebration that has been going on for 10 years or more. Hallelujah. How many of us remember the prophetic declaration for today? How many of you remember? Thank you, man. Every day now, I've changed the prayer point from 5 to 3, and I put a prophetic declaration. And this one, I say, every stubborn adversary in my life is judged by fire. Say with me, every stubborn adversary in my life is judged by fire. I am walking in total victory. You will surely walk in total victory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Today, I am talking to us about dealing with negative flies and odor. Negative flies and odor. You see, when an animal dies, even if a human being died, after some time, the body begins to get rotten. And the smell, you won't be able to stay. Even if a rat dies in your kitchen, you begin to say, something is not smelling nice here, and all that. Or if you mistakenly turn off your fridge, the food will get rotten, and it begins to smell. In our life, at times, we get rotten. At times, dead flies and goes in the spiritual realm. Let me say this before I start this message. I'm praying for speed for at least 3 people here. You know, many of us wasted our youth. And some are still wasting their youth. Because what they feel is, there is time. Before you realize it, the time is gone. I always say this, and I'm staying here just to remind him. I don't know, he's not in on this seat to hear me. When Daddy turned 20, is it 27? When he turned 27, I saw him, I said, happy birthday, son. He said, Dad, I'm scared. I said, why are you scared? He said, I'm closer to 30 than I am from 20. I said, yes, you are waking up. I said, you are waking up. You see, the day you realize that time is going is the day you wake up. Many of us, many of us, listen, it's one of my messages. Many of us, it is situation that make us to know that time is gone. We see the time. Eh? You are floating. I see the time. Time see day. I see data. Things are still working. They are still saluting you. Before you know it, people saluting you will just disappear. And you will be alone. Then one day you want to shave. The gray hair will tell you, you are no more young. Time does not wait for anybody. When do you arrest it? When? Now. You don't postpone it to tomorrow. I said it to us here. Abi, Mama Kemi went to go and do degree now. At her age. Hallelujah. There's one, our men's fellowship leader there. Baba Jere, I think was almost 60 or even not more. And went to go and do a degree. When are you to arrest the time that is being wasted? It is now. Time will not wait for anyone. Listen, I just pity the young one growing up in UK. They are the one who waste their time too much. Even they finish degree, they will abandon the degree. They want to go. It is here I know. Somebody will work for 3 years and do one backpack for 1 year, go on holiday for 1 year. To go and waste the money he saved for 3 years. And by the time they come back, they abandon the career. It is only in UK I know that because you got pregnant, your career is over. It was only UK. Oh, I can't look after baby and study. I can't look after baby and work. Pano? Where? Mm-mm. Our forefathers. Every 1 month, some people will leave the baby at home, go back to work. You know, the situation, we abandon you one day. If you don't abandon the situation and face it. A lot of us are embracing the situation because there's a lot of laxity. Because there's a lot of loopholes. But when that situation, when that system cannot cope, you will be left alone. Don't waste another minute. Even in the service of God, every opportunity to serve God, do it like there's no other opportunity. You know, anytime you are called to do anything in church, in life, anywhere, do it like that is the last opportunity you have. excellently. There may be no other opportunities to do it. There may be no other opportunities to do it. And all the talk. You know, you spend time that you can use to rehearse your own life talking. Anyone who is gossiping with you are now in this church, the level we are in this church, if somebody still call you and see gossip, and you still listen to that person beyond 2 minutes, something is wrong with you, not with that person. Because what the person is doing is wasting your life. And then the person will pollute your life, pollute your mind. Hallelujah. I thank God for the video that was put on the women for Women's Day International. It's on Friday. If you have not looked at it, if you're a woman, this is go and church, watch it. Gossiping, fight, God fight. Oh. When you gang up in church, you are not ganging up against pastor. I've gone beyond that. You gang up. I've seen people, they want to beat me. Not even gang up now. Say gang up is behind. They came, they said they are going to beat me today. I said, let them come now. Let's see, let them throw one punch if God will be looking at them. Are you understand? So I've gone beyond that. But listen, God fight his own. No. When you fight against a church or leadership, that person is not there by himself. I said to us here, all the cause, if you are in Nigeria, all the cause worry. Did it work? I mean, every one of the pastor went to altar, used altar cause. Did it work? Because he's sitting in a position, the position protects him. So when you are sent, you are protected. Stop fighting yourself. When you fight a church or fight a group of people in church, you are fighting yourself. You are not fighting that person. Exactly, if the person hear you and ignore you, you are finished. If the person fights you, the person has fought for himself. But if he look you and say, God bless you. Go and cry. Because the way God will fight you, you won't like it. Church, let's grow beyond these. Let's grow. Do things excellently. Do things brilliantly. Don't look at anybody looking at you. Just do it as you are doing it unto God. Unto God. You see, today I'm talking about bats, flies, and odor. Bad odor. You just see people go somewhere, they just hate you. It's either there is a conspiracy against you somewhere, or you just carry an odor that you don't know. Perfume does not cover this odor. If perfume cover it, there are so many perfume you can buy. You know, Nigerians are so funny. I don't know whether they do it in Angola, I don't know. Zambia. They don't use one perfume. They use like 3 or 4. You also do this. 3 or 4. You see, we started from foundation, from what after foundation will follow? The powder. After foundation, concealer. After concealer. Oh, concealer before foundation. After foundation, what follow? Loose powder. After loose powder, then you cement, you decking. Use baking powder. You will not finish that. You will now use another 4 perfume. But I can see our life. Because of who? Who are you? How many people have you passed since you have been doing? You see our life. Hallelujah. Now, you see, what I'm talking about is this. When you use all these, and you are still rejected. When you use all these, and nobody still want to come near you. when you use all these and you sit on a table and everybody's walking, moving away from you, there is something in the spirit realm that you cannot discern. At times, it's not how best you dress. They will pick somebody who's worse dressed than you. At times, it's not how best you look after yourself. You may have 6-pack, 8-pack, 12-pack, and they will pick somebody with a lump sum who cannot even work. What I'm saying is this, dealing with negative odors, negative lies. In Ecclesiastes 10, verse 1, Ecclesiastes 10, 1, please let me pull it up. Okay, what is that? Okay, he said, dead fly, poise the ointment of the apothecary to send a forth a stinking savour. Listen, the oil of the apothecary is the oil they use for kings, for priests, and for prophets. But the Bible is saying a dead fly will make it to start stinking. That people will be running away from the anointing. Dead fly. And he said, so doth a little folly him that is in reputation of wisdom and honor. He said, he can mess up wisdom in a man. He can take away the honor in a man if it is not taken care of. I am saying this to us today. Life goes beyond the way you look. Life goes beyond what you wear. And when I say wear, your perfume, your clothes, your earrings, your wig, whether it is human hair, whether it is Indian hair, Brazilian, dead man hair, or living man hair, it does not matter. What matters is, do you carry the glory that cannot be stained? Do you carry the glory that cannot be messed around with? Spiritually, the dead fly symbolized like sin. There are some people the enemy has put on you that you will do something that will put you into sin. Hallelujah. How do you explain a man who has 300 pounds in his wallet with 3-4 cars that has about balance of 3,000-4,000 and he's still going to a corner shop and steal ATP chewing gum? He has loose change in his pocket, but he still looks like this. You can see him in the camera, was looking that he intend to steal. How do you explain that? How do you explain a woman who is happily married sleeping with the housemaid? The housemaid, you employ yourself. The housemaid calling you mommy. How do you explain it? How do you explain a director who owns the company borrowing money from his driver? How do you explain it? I am saying this because when the symbol of evil smell is on you, you begin to do things that you're supposed not to do. But I stand with you this morning. Anything the enemy has placed upon you, anything the enemy has put upon your family that is making this error to happen, I cancel it today in the name of Jesus. Flies represent corruption. Flies represent destruction. In Exodus 8, verse 20 to 24, please let me put it up. You know, I'm just telling you the symbol of it. What this does is to destroy. Hallelujah. You have done a contract. You go there to negotiate your contract. Everybody was saying you are the best in town. Your price is the least. And you got there, they said, they gave it to somebody. And you are looking. What happened? You went for an interview. You are even the one teaching them what they want to say. They don't even know the role. You are the one explaining the role. All of a sudden, they bring somebody who knows nothing to take that job. Exodus chapter 8, verse 20, not 28, 8, verse 20 says, I read it, and the Lord said unto Moses, rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh. Lo, he cometh forth to the water, and say to him, and said to him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go that they may serve me. May you have freedom today in the name of Jesus. Give me verse 21. 21. As if thou will not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies upon thee and upon thy servant and upon the people and unto thy house, and the house of the Egyptians shall be full of swarm of flies, also the ground where they are. So he started with God. God uses it to judge his people. And you can see the enemy also using it to judge even us. The enemy put the flies. Nobody see you are sitting in the train. Everybody is getting away from you are where you are. They are seeing flies around you, and you are not seeing any flies. I think I told brother when we used to be here, I was standing in front of by the window, and I was looking at the bus stop, and I said I saw a man. Thank you. He's walking with his head on the ground and the two legs up, and I was standing there looking at him, and everybody was in the bus. They couldn't see him. How many times have we been messed up around and you don't even know? Give me the next verse 22. In verse 22, and I will serve, I will see by that day the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, that no swarm of flies shall be there, to the end that thou may know that I am the Lord in the midst of the air. May God protect you and your surroundings. May God protect your house in the name of Jesus. I was watching something yesterday and somebody put it on. It was on the internet, on the Facebook. It said, if you want to get, if somebody owe you money, just pay me some money. I will send swarms. I will send, not as it with this fly, only bee. It said it will send bee. It said it will send bee from Ghana to London. That when the bee begin to see that person will pay you quick. You understand? What I'm saying is, see, these are elements used by God for the enemy of God. But the people are using it against us. The plague of flies in Egypt was a sign of judgment. And that's why I pray every judgment against you is canceled today in the name of Jesus. Whatever the enemy is using to pollute your spirit is canceled today in the name of Jesus. I read Ecclesiastes 10 verse 1. He said it is dead fly. It comes with bad odor. So enemy use the bad odor to disturb your peace. Imagine. I said the testimony in the church before. A lady in Nigeria, rich, extremely rich. Anytime he has a date and he's meeting a man for them to finalize the proposal or whatever, the man will just run. This lady went as far as coming to France to buy the most expensive perfume. The French people still have the highest good perfume. Bought the perfume, got to Nigeria. And so he talked with this guy. The guy flew from US. Oh, let's meet for dinner. So he's a very good Christian. We don't mess our life up. Okay, we meet at a restaurant. So when he saw the guy parking outside, he quickly ran into the bathroom, loaded herself with perfume again. But the moment she came out, the man ran. He said he was smelling shit. She didn't use the toilet. She showered before she left home. She only put perfume. But the smell they put out was her. The man ran. So if he couldn't eat the food, pay and left, he was angry. Then, 2-3 days later, I summoned the courage and called the guy. How dare you? Why will you do that to me? You said you came from U.S. because of me. We got to meet in a dinner, and you are running. That was, I don't know you use Pampers. Has your Pampers busted? No, he said, you are smelling shit. He said, me? I don't have any medical issues. I don't have any issues at all. I am fine. He said, I went into the bathroom even to put extra perfume. Luckily, the guy is a Christian. The guy said, something is wrong. He said, something is wrong. He came with the driver, and they went to meet the guy. Immediately, the guy saw her, the guy turned back. stop because of the smell. And he called the driver. The driver said, I didn't smell anything. The driver without, so all every people that need does not need to help her, they will not smell it. It's only the helper that smell it. And that's why today, whatever you are carrying that is making you to be rejected will be removed today in the name of Jesus. Yeah. And that's how they have to book different planes to fly to see a man of God who prayed for them. Hallelujah. And then he comes back to, he came from the stepmom who said she will never marry. So anybody who does not talk about marriage, no problem. The moment you talk about loving her, that's may come. I pray that grace will keep us today in the name of God. What are the things that can get rid of negative flies and odor? Number one is repentance. You have to be in terms with God. Repentance and spiritual cleansing. In Psalm 51 verse 10. Psalm 51 verse 10. Hallelujah. I mean, please understand what I'm saying today. Have you not seen why some people just hate you for nothing? They can't stand you. And you're saying, I didn't do anything now. But when they need you, they'll come home. Psalm 51 verse 10. He said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. So the first thing is repentance. Repentance. Ask God, be close to God. Say, God, I am your instrument. Can I shock you? Being a Christian doesn't stop this. It needs a continual renewing. The Bible says, is this Zechariah 3? The high priest, Joshua, stood before God. High priest, Joshua, stood before God. And the enemy saw the dirtiness. Okay. Will somebody be coming before his God and wear dirty clothes? But one way or the other, I saw the dirty clothes. And then when he was telling God, God said, you are rebuked. God didn't even allow Joshua. Joshua even have nothing to say anymore. Because at the point where he is a place of messed up. I pray for you that whenever you are somewhere, there will be a voice that will defend you, that will sanitize your life and bring you out in the name of Jesus. Number two is you need the power of the word of God. I love what we discuss in the Sunday school. What is the word? When you hit the word, when you have been reading the word and the word is part of you, you will remember what to say there at the right time. Hallelujah. Psalm 23 is not just Psalm 23. But when you get into a difficult place, you are saying, when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff. It is what you know you will reside. When you meet Abalis, when you meet Abali, Babala, all day, when you meet them, do they start looking at the book their father write to them? How did my father say I should say it? No! They have conjoined it, they have eaten it into themselves. They begin to throw it at you. What is the word you know? Psalm 27 verse said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. If God is your life, why will you be afraid of anybody? So it is a word you know. Give me Ephesians 5:26. Ephesians 5:26. It said that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. And what cleanses you is the word. Number three is prayer and deliverance. Prayer, no, they did too much. Those of you who don't come on Thursday, now you know. If on Thursday, do we preach? They just come here to pray. 5 minutes of exhortation, we pray. When you have the time, come, pray. The devil attack anyone. Pray. He said in James 4:7. It says, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil. And what? He will flee with you. Resist the devil. He will flee with you. How do I maintain a fresh spiritual fragrance? I have 4 minutes for this message. How do I maintain a fresh spiritual fragrance, a fresh smell that I'm smelling nice even without wearing perfume? Hallelujah. Number one, living in God's presence. As we are today, we are in his presence. Psalm 91 verse 1. He that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwell in the secret place. So, for you to maintain a freshness of the smell of God, stay in the presence of God. Number two, guard your heart and your mind. Guard your heart and your mind diligently. Proverbs 4:23. Don't open your heart to everybody. That the church member does not mean they know God. Oh, he's been in that church for 50 years. Does not mean he knows God. There are witchcraft still coming to church. Some of them use church to recruit. So, oh, it's my church member. Hezekiah lost everything after God has just done a miracle by opening his house to strangers, thinking they were sent by God. They said, we came with good tidings. I said, this is where I have the gold. This is where I hide this. This is where I do this. If you get gold, keep them. How many gold do you see on this woman? I said, wait, they said gold. He has not given me one, though. Don't worry, I know we are good. All the one I get, I know we are. Earring. My wedding ring, I want to say. I have bangles. About watches that I have loads. Since I've been wearing a digital watch, I think I need to go back to that one. Somebody should tell me what I can use for digital measuring outside the watch. This one is becoming too monotonous. Hallelujah. It said, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. There's something somebody can say to Agatha today that will mess the rest of the day. And there's something what we say to her, she will be merry. She will be so glad to have it there. You keep your heart diligent. Anybody that will mess your heart, don't open it to them. Heartbreakers. I don't know what is wrong with guests. I am in love. You know this is an heartbreaker. Homebreaker, heartbreaker, everything breaker. And you still open. Time breaker, home breaker, life breaker, car breaker, anything breaker. And you are still, I love him. You know, time is going, I love. It's cute. Hallelujah. How will somebody lie to you four times? And you still love him? He has not married you. He has not married you, he lied four times. He can change. I think he's pranking me. Number last, worship and thanksgiving. Even in the midst of struggle, worship God. In the midst of when you have nothing, appreciate God. Give me 2 Corinthians 2:15. In the midst of everything, make sure worship your number one. In the midst of everything, thank God that you are alive. A friend of mine, I'm possibly older, I'm older than him, okay? Richer than me. Like I said, when I finished secondary school, I was working with his father. He was in Form 2, and he was already using a car. He died last week. He married a week after me. I was his best man. He died just last week. So what is that? Thank God that you are here. And you, if God opened your eyes to see how many people want you dead, you will be thanking God. People who wake up and the moment they see you, their heart spoil. She's still alive. She woke up. There are so many who was expecting you to be in police there. There are so many ways expecting you to be deported by now. Why is the police not caught him yet? But as they are planning, God is circumventing them. God is saying, I will never allow. So in all situations, give thanks. Worship him. I've not seen what I used to see when church used to be church. When praise and worship is going, you see everybody coming out here to worship, to dance. What is wrong with you now? You are now forming, is it? All of you are forming for God. Too much. You are now forming for God. They go, no, I don't want anybody to see me. When they come to the presence of God, I will roll. I will skip if possible. And when these ones who are young, they admire them. And what's the name of that one? Daniel. They used to use their head to dance. I don't know the kind. When they are dancing, they put their head and they skip in the church. They break that in the church. Now, they are forming. They can't even move. They have now become the rock of Gibraltar. They can't move. Hallelujah. When it comes to the presence of God, dance. Do the move you cannot do in your house. Do that move. Well, no, do move. Just break dance in church. It's the house of your Father. Whoever is angry, let them walk away. Hallelujah. These are the things you can do to shut the mouth of the enemy. I can tell you, you think you are not doing well. Some people are envious of where you are. You think you are not where you're supposed to be. Some people want you down. I was in a dream. And someone was saying, why are we not able to handle you? I said, I'm coming to hit Akara when you are 6 foot under. That's what I said in that dream. I said, you want me to give you date? He said, please. I said, I'll give you the date. And I will write it down to God. Listen to me. There are people who hate you for no reason. You don't need to offend them for them to hate you. And they will enter into anybody to hate you. They recruit people against you. They will recruit those who love you against you. Because what they do is this, when they are recruiting, those people begin, the smell is what they see. As they begin to talk about the aroma of your behavior, she's too arrogant, she's pompous, she carries herself as if to say she's so timid. The person that begin to see it, it become an aroma. It become dead flies. And then they make up their mind. And when it comes to two, it becomes manipulation. Two that manipulate is witchcraft. Am I talking to somebody? Manipulation is witchcraft. And so what they do is they gang up against you. That is why at work, you are saying, what have I done? Well, somebody is reporting you behind. But hear me. Within the next 21 days, that person will leave this earth for you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want us to rise on our feet. I want us to rise on our feet. I want you, three prayer you are going to pray. Listen, can somebody pray without mercy? Anybody can cook up. Whoever asks me to die, let him die my death. Whoever asks me not to live on this earth, let him take my place. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Pray for whoever asks me to die, let them die in my death. Whoever asks me not to succeed, let them die in my stead. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Whoever it is. Pray for yourself. Maro toleke de gede gede gede. Helika shobro toke de gede. Whoever want me dead, let them replace me in the grave. Li yetu je kekukindo ye brogodu. Ilaba toko toke de gede. Whoever want me dead, let them die in my stead. Whoever want me primary, let them primary in my stead. He garoto ye gede 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 gede. He brotoko sho gede gede. He barotoko sho de ye gede gede gede. In Jesus' name we pray. You haven't prayed this prayer. Everything that is in your body, every arrow, is going back to the sender right now. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. Every arrow of the enemy shot into my body as a fly, as an odor that is creating bad influence for me. Oh God of heaven, let the arrow go back to sender. Let it go back to sender. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Let the arrow go back to sender. Likumbra dagada. Oleru ni ofori egbe. Eleru lo ma ofori egbe. Let the arrow go back to sender. Every arrow of the enemy, every arrow of the wicked, let it go back to sender. 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 Ma baba proko kegede. Ibre gede gede gede. Ibro kosho gede. Rende gede. Ibara da da da. Let it go back to sender. 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 Hear me this morning. Anyone that look at you for evil will die for you. Anyone that look at your children for evil will die for you. Whoever says you will not go forward will die for you. Whoever says you will waste your time will die for you. In the name of Jesus. This is our last prayer point. Slow down, boys. You are going to pray. Every power of the enemy to waste my time. me and mommy were discussing sometimes. We discover some people come into the life of your children. If you are not careful, they waste their time. They begin to introduce them to things they should not introduce them to. There are people coming to your own life to waste your own time. Hallelujah. The time you're supposed to pray is the time they come. The time you're supposed to go to church, that's why they want to do family visit. That's why they know the wife is not good. They cannot wait and cook. When it is a Sunday morning, if you don't go to church, why do I become your mate that I'll be cooking for you? But I want you to pray. Every time wasters in our life, in the life of our children. Don't you see your girls will be growing up doing so well? All of a sudden they will say, oh, men are bad. He has not dated any woman. No, I don't know. Have you not happened before? Somebody, a girl has not dated, in fact, he's not yet a teenager yet. He said, all men are bad. I can't remember one of my children who has a teacher in year 5 or year 6 who used to tell them a life story. Our marriage collapsed. Our marriage is not good. Jeremiah or Precious. And I said, what kind of nonsense is this? And I think she prepared. I was saying, oh, my dad's wedding, that wedding is doing well. They are okay now. Listen, they come as a dead flies. They come as odor. They are the big brother who recruit the young brothers in the street. Introduce them to negative things. They are the one who help them buy cigarettes. They are the one who help them buy weed. They are the one who encourage them to drive without license. Just buy the car. Don't worry. I put you on the top party insurance. And what they do is they waste the time. They introduce them to some small income and they abandon school. What is in school said they didn't succeed though. So they will tell you there is no need for school. See me. He's using 2003 audio. See me, I'm using a nice car. My son, buy one house deep. Sometimes it is deep. The house is gone. Deep. Hallelujah. Some people remember the car. I think it was a black. What color is it? Blue. It's not my house deep. It's now deep. The house is gone. Huh? You are going to cry. This, I'm dealing with time waster. Even we pray for our girls. A boy who know I will not marry you, why are you still hanging there? Are you hearing me? A girl knows she will not marry your daughter, will not marry you, why is he hanging there? Shift and let somebody else come in. Oh, that's why I hate people who are women who all their friends are male friends. They will think they are your boyfriend. What are they doing there? Somebody, you are going to cry to God. Every time we start in my own life, every time we start the enemy position in the life of my children that is coming as a bad odor, as a bad fire, oh God, remove them by fire. Any deposit of their influence, Lord, wash it by your blood. Open your mouth, pray for yourself, pray for your children. Every negative deposit, everyone coming into the life of our children, just to mess it up, coming into our life to cause delay, to cause denial. Oh God, by your mercy, remove it today. By your mercy, remove it today. By your mercy, remove it today. By your mercy, every delay in our life, Lord, remove it. Papa, remove it. Papa, remove it. Liketumbra kundo begegegede. Remove it today, Lord. Remove it today. Koshobo logegegede. Every time waster in the life of our children, Lord, remove it. Every seed of wasting life that has been sown into the life of our children, that their sin marriage has not go anywhere anymore, Lord, by your fire, remove it today. By your fire, remove it today. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. Let me pray. Pray this last prayer for yourself. Do you know some of you don't enjoy church? Do you know some of you don't enjoy church anymore? You are just coming. Is that the law? You know what it is? The enemy has put a smell in you that you are not seeing any sense in serving God. The devil recruited those who were preaching against tithe on the internet, and they became like a wild wind, making big men of God to make mistakes in their comment, that people have to shut up because they don't know. You know, as I'm talking now, somebody will just look at our website and just cut a little piece. We don't know where I'm coming from. We don't know where I'm going. And just post it. And the enemy used it. He got to, people are now saying, what is he going into church? I can watch on the TV. I can do this. I can worship God on my own. When the Bible said, do not forsake the gathering of the saints. So anyone who is in the church is a saint. Apart from the physicality, there are angels here. So you are, I want you to pray, Lord, give me the grace to enjoy your presence. The grace to enjoy your house, the grace to enjoy your presence. Lord, give to me, oh God. The Bible said, as for me and my house, what will serve the Lord? I say, I long for your presence, Lord. I long for your house. The grace for me and my household to serve you, to worship at your presence. Lord, give unto me, oh God. Give unto me, oh God. That grace to enjoy every aspect of this service. Lord, give unto me. Give unto me that grace, Lord, to enjoy your presence, Lord.
Your name, you know, yeah.
kingdom be established in a great. As your people, we declare your mighty works. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forever.
Let's start from the beginning now.
That in heaven, I will love you.
We live forever in all the earth. May your kingdom be established in our presence.
As your people, we declare your mighty
ability, the life to enjoy your presence. Give unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Every delay in our life, every denial we have experienced, everyone that has come into our life and has come a stopover, Lord, today we remove it all today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Give us speed to overcome. Give us speed to overtake. Give us speed to be where we're supposed to be. That every plan and purpose of the enemy in our life will be removed today. Every smell the enemy has placed upon us, we remove it today in the name of Jesus. Let the fragrance of God be upon us. Let the fragrance of heaven be upon us. Thank you, mighty Father. We worship, we adore you. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. All right, quickly, we have 3 minutes to go. Let's package our offering as we go. If you pay your tithe during the week or you are paying now, join me in front. If you pay during the week or you are paying now, join me in front. Let's lift up our offering to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our seed. As we release our seed, Lord, release your blessing from above. Let your glory and your mercy be upon it. Let your anointing be upon it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We worship, we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. I told you, even if you pay online, come and touch the